self-evident business.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Happy Independence Day. You're probably seeing this. If you're seeing it right when it came out, well, I'm filming it on July 3rd, but it'll be out on July 4th of 2021. But the message is the same, no matter what. And it comes from that first line in the Declaration of Independence, which says, we hold these truths to be self-evident. What does that mean, right? I think it's key, not only to the entire philosophy behind America, but it's key to a point that I like to bring up a lot, which is being reality grounded. There's three pillars of BrianJPombo.com. One is being system-based. We talked about that two nights ago. Two is being relationship reliant, which we talked about last night. And the third is being reality based. It's the most important of all three. Because if you're reality based, you'll figure out the rest. Depending on to what level of reality that you're based in. Reality grounded. If you're reality grounded, that's what it's all about. So, how do you know what reality is? And you get back to a whole thing. I took a class in high school, and it was an extra class. You had to come in early to do it, and it had college credit associated with it. And it was called The Theory of Knowledge. And the basic idea, the main question of the class that you explore throughout the class and throughout philosophy and everything else was, how do you know what you know? And how do we know what we know? And how do we know what we know is real or not? And that was a question that haunted me for a long time. I don't think I ever finished that class, but it was one of those things where I thought, well, it's interesting to think about. And so I kind of let it sit in the background for a long time. And then I heard a couple people say through time that the secret is that it's self-evident. All right, and you're saying, well, what's this have to do with business? And I'll get into that in a second. This has to do with business because business requires you, if you're the business owner, if you're the executive, if you have a really key job in the company that you work with, then it requires you to be very aware of the scenario that's happening in the moment because things are always changing. And you're always going to have to make a decision that just out of nowhere, you're going to have to make a decision that's based on everything that you know at that time and also based on your gut. And that's really what self-evidence is all about. Either something is true deep down or it's not. If it's not true deep down, then it's not really one of those hardcore truths, one of those principles like I've talked about before. But if it is, then it's undeniable. It's a self-evident truth. It's planted in there. There's something deep down in each of us that tells us what's true and what's untrue. What's reality, what's not reality. And if you're reality grounded, then you've got at least a feel for that self-evidence. Self-evidence is what it's all about. The entire country is based off of it. You can't have a system of laws without self-evidence. You certainly can't have a constitutional republic without self-evidence. You can't really run things long-term without tyranny. Because tyranny, the basic idea behind all tyranny, right, is the idea that somebody knows something better than you do. And what the Declaration of Independence said is that there's, you know, there's differences between everybody, but what we're talking about, the most basic rights of humans, is a self-evident thing. The fact that we have rights at all, the fact that we shouldn't be subject to murder, that we shouldn't be subject to all these horrible things, it's self-evident. And either you get it or you don't get it. And if you don't get it, you're living on a whole different reality. But the fact that the idea that there are truths and that everyone has access to acknowledge them is the basis for everything. And it's the basis for running a good business. If you understand that, then I think we'll be able to have a longer conversation about this as time goes on. Just about any of my videos or podcasts out there about being reality-based comes back to this over and over and over again. So being that it is Independence Day, and I don't like focusing on 4th of July, the date, because it's an arbitrary date. If you know anything about history, there was nothing specifically special that happened on 4th of July. In fact, the founders disagreed that that should even be celebrated as the day. You know, some thought it should be the 2nd or the 3rd, because there was a different day that the resolution was passed by everybody to accept the declaration. There were different days beyond that in which each person signed, because it had to go all over the country to get signed by these specific individuals. It July 4th really doesn't have a very specific significance, other than they stamped it as, okay, this is the day. This is the day that they ended up agreeing on as saying, okay, this will be the birthday. That is close enough, right? The Declaration of Independence is a fabulous read. Read it again sometime this year if you get a chance, because there's so much good stuff in there. And any one of those lines, especially in the preamble, there's so much in there that you can go on for days and days and days on, because it's all based on self-evident truths. And either you acknowledge them or you don't, but everyone has the ability to see them as being true. You may disagree, but you're wrong. No. Hopefully that makes sense. I'd love to hear your thoughts on self-evidence in business. Leave me a comment wherever you're watching or listening to this. You can check it out over at brianjpomlo.com if you don't have the ability to comment where you're at. And we're going to be back here tomorrow night. Be sure to stay reality grounded and do everything in your power to get there. There's nothing better. You have a great night. Go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. Free copy at amazonproofbook.com. You have a good one. Get out there and let the magic happen.